在线英语听力室 teamroom.com 欢迎您。
The meeting outside Frankfurt, Germany of the six powers, the United States, Russia, China, Germany, France, and Britain, began 2 days after Iran announced it had launched its first satellite, notching up tensions. Iran and world powers have been at odds over Iran's nuclear program, which Tehran says is meant for peaceful purposes of generating energy, but others fear is aimed at building nuclear weapons. But there is also a change in tone, with the Barack Obama administration signaling a new emphasis on diplomacy. Shada Islam, a senior analyst at the European Policy Center in Brussels, says the new tone in Washington will make a difference.
I think it does make a difference because the general environment under which these talks are taking place is very different from what it was like under the Bush administration. We've had President Obama going on television and saying he's ready to talk to Iran as long as Tehran comes with an unclenched fist. Also, they're ready for direct diplomacy, negotiations, discussions. I think this creates a completely different ambience and a completely different environment for discussions. Having said that, I don't think we should expect quick fixes and miracles. This is going to take time.
Some nations have signaled they are willing to adopt a tougher approach. In a joint statement published in French and German newspapers, German Chancellor Angela Merkel and French President Nicolas Sarkozy said they would support new UN sanctions if Iran did not abandon its nuclear program. One option may be commercial sanctions, but Islam believes Europeans may not be enthusiastic about this, since a number of them depend on Iranian oil and gas. Shada Islam also believes Iran may not offer a clear response to the Obama administration, at least not right now.
They've got elections coming up. There's indeed a great deal of rivalry within the administration in Iran, within the government, between the reformists and the conservatives, and you've seen they've just launched their first satellite as well. So I think Iran is going to be always a tough nut to crack, but I think also it's worth a try.
In published remarks, a representative of Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, said strained ties with the United States would not change under President Obama. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.